Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Before we pray with the tithes and offering, let me just share with you two testimonies from the school. Are you all ready? Praise God. There's a student who, and he came to school here. This is his testimony. Then our teachings and doctrines are what he longed for, a dream to have. He was dreaming to have it. He also said that I taught him exactly what he had been longing for more than 10 years, you know. For more than 10 years, he's been longing for this kind of teaching. And 10 years ago, actually, we stopped the school. So he said, my doctrine and teaching, you know, is what he has been longing for. It's what he dreamed for. And he said, I taught him exactly what he had been longing for more than 10 years. He said he had been waiting for me for 10 years, you know. I told him, you know, 10 years ago, you're 19 years old, you won't be able to handle my style of teaching. You know why my style? Because when the years came for the first week, two guys want to leave. He said, oh my God. Say, when I talk about Jesus went to hell, he told the wife, say, we better leave and go home. The wife told him, say, our air ticket is booked, cannot be changed until the end of the month. So he stayed. The other guy also, you know, he said, oh my God. He said, he had never heard of the word of faith teaching before. And then when I said, Jesus has no faith, oh my goodness, he said, oh my Lord. He also said, oh, I better leave him, you know. But actually, then I remember this is Brad Higgins' style of teaching. He throw you in the ocean and he fish you out, right? So I guess I got it from him, you know. And he said he'd been waiting for me for 10 years. He said he watched and learned from me how to minister in the Spirit and enter into the realm of the Spirit to minister. Now, he finished 3 months. I told him 10 years ago, he was 19, he probably won't be able to handle, right? He said that when he reads Brother Higgins' book and my articles that we post on WeChat, he sends a flow of the Holy Spirit which stir his desire. Every time he reads, he stir his desire. I guess the desire to flow with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what Jesus told Brother Higgins. If you don't teach the church how to flow with the Holy Spirit, you'll be lost. There are two most important things concerning the church. He said, one, the church must be strong. Secondly, must know how to flow with the Holy Spirit. And this church know how to flow with the Holy Spirit, and we are imparting to the students how to flow. Jesus told Brother Higgins, build the church, there are two things. Build a strong church. And no way, if you don't have the word, the church cannot be strong. If not pray in the known tongue, it cannot be strong. And to flow with the Holy Spirit, you must pray in the known tongues. And he said, you have a part in building this church, and many people are imparted by the word of faith and grace, teaching. This part is for you. You have a part. Today, I kept having this thought. Your higher purpose as a believer is being in this church, supporting this church. You don't realize, no. You supporting this church, in this church, your higher purpose, you have been achieving a higher purpose in God. You're helping to impart the students in China. And he is the only one that I felt exactly has the same spirit as I am. He said, we must get this truth out. And he said, you don't compromise. I said, he said, you must get these things out. And then he said something else, you know. He said, beside God, nobody recognized that his high spiritual level, his depth of understanding, though. He said, except me, beside God. I told Karen, I said, his understanding of the word is deep, based on his question. At the age of 14, you know, his mother put him, pick up a preacher. I said, you should be playing marbles instead of preaching at the age of 14, right? Then actually he came to a point he couldn't go on, you know. And God brought him here, 10 years. And sometimes like that, when you kind of go on, God takes over. You think you can go on, then you do it. No, especially concerning preachers. In life, this is a principle. You think you can go on, you think you're so good, you think you're so smart, he just takes his hands off. You can't run. When you cannot go on anymore, and your heart is still open to him, he comes in. For him, I mean, at the age of 14, he preaching at the age of 29, you know, he couldn't go on anymore. He said he couldn't go on anymore, right? So I just want you to know then, this is your high purpose. As being a believer, not just a a Christian, you know, but you're part of this church, you support this church, you know, but the higher purpose is there. Amen. There's one guy, you know, he said he never heard this teaching before. Then he got all kinds of teaching. Then when he came here, man, in November, the last week, he didn't even finish it. He just quit, you know. Then this time in March, I mean, whether can he come back? I said, yeah, let him come back. And I feel very good about him this time. Totally turned, change. So, amen. So now you know what your higher purpose of being in this church. It's not just being a nominal Christian, amen. This church may not look, but you don't know the impact that you have in other people's life. We continue, stay focused in doing what the Lord tells us to do, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, amen. So, well, important thing is, you know, there must be purpose in life, right now. Proverbs says, without vision, men perish, right? But in the vision, there's a purpose, there's a plan of God, there's purpose, amen? Thank you, Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, now you understand why you're a Christian, why you're in this church, and then you thank God, I'm going to pressure you to give and all that, right? And we are just doing what we are doing based on your tithes and offering, that's all. You see, when I have faith in believing God, I don't need to pressure you all for offering. It's very simple. No student, I stop the school. No money, don't do lah. Very simple. No money, sorry, on next Sunday, we're not going to have service. Right now, I don't even bother to go on Zoom. Right? Amen? So, they know, you know. They know. They know, right? So, that's why they're also paying a price to come. And we cannot do it somewhere else. We cannot do it through Zoom. Church also, we cannot do it through Zoom. And something else. I saw Darren there, remember. There's something I cannot teach them. I can teach them the flow in teaching, in prayer. They learn that. There's something I cannot teach them to flow. That's worship. They saw it. They saw it. This, and then the other guy. They're all into worship. Three of them. These three pastors are all into worship, man, including with Nong in Shenyang. And the other guy, in Qingdao. They're all into worship. He showed me the video of his worship. You know, his son took a guitar, also stand on the stage with him, you know, 2-year-old son. That's something I cannot teach them. I can teach them the principal precepts of worship flowing in the Holy Spirit, but they observe your worship. See, you know, when they observe, there is impartation. Teaching the student is not just by word, but when through observation, there is impartation. That's why I told the people, I said, my people never, when the church opened up, they never want to come in through Zoom. They want to come to the service because there is impartation. Worship, when it's on the Saturday night, on the Sunday morning, they saw how I flow, they saw how y'all flow. There is an impartation. This church, when we teach a student, we have three things here. Flowing in prayer, flowing in teaching the word. We have the word flowing in teaching the word, flowing in worship. They're seeing it. And 10 years ago, we don't have it. Amen. See that? So, your decision was right. Else they couldn't see the flow. There's no impartation. They saw it. They saw the flow. They saw how you flow. You saw how you flow with me. That cannot be taught in the class. Just like flowing in prayer cannot be taught just in the class. It has to be prayed in the group. Right? Or the Holy Ghost fire. See? Amen. So now you understand why we cannot compromise. If we have to remove, then we remove. See, you know, cannot compromise. Amen? Amen? Tremendous impartation. You all have imparted. And 10 years ago, we couldn't, right? So now we cannot complete the word, flowing in the Spirit, and teach the word, flowing in the Spirit, in prayer, flowing in Spirit, in worship, and flowing in worship, and flowing with the pastor in worship. Right? We are ready for whatever God has next for us. Amen? So, this is why I'm having this morning. This is your higher purpose as being a Christian. Not just a Christian. The higher purpose is. And sometimes it's a sacrifice. Spending time, practice worship. Man, you deal with the people in the worship team. Man, sometimes it's difficult on your soul. But I'm telling you, you don't see the fruit. We are beginning to see, you're hearing. We are beginning to hear the fruit, the impartation. This guy waited for 10 years. Of course, like he said, he couldn't go on anymore. But his heart is right. That's why God can bring him here and impart. But can you imagine that if we don't continue, the worship didn't continue, the church didn't continue, what would happen? I don't know. Can you see that? Amen. So don't just think that you're just coming to church. No. Amen. And even the other impact we don't even know yet. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let me share with you another testimony. This student, the husband, wants to come here to be baptized. His wife came to school here, so he wants to be baptized in water. But let me tell you something else about water baptism. The moment I baptized him, he came out. He said that the feeling of depressive feeling, just gone. You know? That feeling is low in spirit. You feel low. So direct translation, Google, it said depressive feeling. Lah. But the moment he got baptized, he said that feeling just gone. I said, yep. Long time ago, I've seen it twice, you know. There's a girl who's very emotional. The moment she got baptized, she came up. You can see that there's a change. Water baptism is not just water baptism, per se. It's spiritual because it's obedience to the Heavenly Father. Jesus obeyed him. He got baptized. So that depressive feeling or murmur feeling is low in spirit, very few low. He just lifted, just gone. Amen. You heard me tell the story before. One time, long time ago in England, this guy, he had his tattoo all over the place, and then he had a tattoo of Satan on his chest here, right? And he got born again, became a Christian, and he wanted to get baptized. He said, oh man, I got baptized, you know. I'll come up, you know, and then people can see all, because you wear a shirt, you come out of water, then people can see the tattoo, right? No, correct. Oh man, you wonder whether he should get baptized or not. Because he got a tattoo of Satan on his chest. No? Oh man, I don't know whether I should get baptized. People say, oh, you got a tattoo of Satan. But anyway, he obeyed God. No? The moment he went down, it came up, that tattoo completely gone. God removed it supernaturally. Because water baptism is not just a natural obedience, it's spiritual. Amen. Why? It's obedience. Obeying the right is the right thing. It's obedience to what Christ did for us. Christ's example for us. Amen. All the other tattoos still on the body except that one. A tattoo of Satan. Phew, gone. Can you understand all this? You cannot. I don't care how smart you are. Okay? There are things in the realm of the spirit you don't understand. Amen. You cannot understand because you are so intelligent. Right? You don't understand. So, spiritually, don't be proud. Naturally, don't be proud. Just stay humble. God will lift you up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read this scripture before we pray. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. So, I have a higher purpose. You have a higher purpose. He will bless you. Right? And you shall remember the Lord God, for He is the one who gives you the power to get wealth. But don't forget what is it for a higher purpose. That He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your father, as it is this day. Well, we're talking about Israel, that's his father, but it is still true to us for today. You don't want it? I want it. I want the power to get wealth, but I must not forget, I got a higher purpose. Amen. I have got a higher calling, higher purpose. He called me for a purpose, and I'm leading this church, leading y'all, fulfilling His higher purpose for your life. So your Christian life is meaningful. The worship is even more meaningful. I cannot take your place. Because they tell me I sing out a tune. No, not a tune. Timing out one. Just be patient. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, I've not done you injustice. I've led you, and now you understand your higher purpose of being a Christian. Not just any other Christian, like all those nominal Christians. Amen. When we fulfill His higher purpose, He has to bless you. Give you the power to get well. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you the glory and honor and praises. We thank you, Father. We understand we are saved. We understand the reason why we live, the reason why we exist, the reason why you set us in this church for your higher purpose. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We honor you with our tithes. We thank you for the offerings that we bring, our seeds that we sow, that you return back to us. In Jesus' precious holy name, thank you for thy grace to stay humble so that we continue to partake more of your grace as you increase your grace upon us. we have the humility to receive your grace and increase in prospering us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, everyone say, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me try to recall what else at this long I said, you know. He didn't say much. Then he sent me all this. I say, Hai Bu Jiao Si Fu. I say, you still don't call me your Si Fu. He said, oh, yes. He called me his, right? But this is the only one I can sense in his spirit. Well, we must credit his mother didn't recognize. I was told his mother was also very smart. So, praise God. Thank you, Father. You praise. Amen. Let's go into the message today. And Jesus redeemed us from every curse. So we studied last week and the week before. Passover is a celebration of Jesus, our Passover lamb. Holy Communion is a time to remember. That's what we did, Holy Communion. Remember what Jesus did on the cross. When Jesus died and went to hell, he redeemed us from the curse of the earth. Right? Since Adam and Eve sinned against God, the earth is cursed with Satan's power. Today we will study that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse on the earth. Galatians 3:13, right? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, right? Having become a curse for us. So if Jesus become a curse for us, has redeemed us from the curse, there's no more generation curse. It's very simple, right now. But we hear those teaching that, you know, generation curse been passed on to us. If Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, then is it just the law? No, the law reveals the curse. The law is righteous, the law is good, the law is from God, the law does not curse them. The law revealed the curse. Just like the law of this land, it says speeding limit is 90 on the expressway, right? 90 is it? So the law said 90, it reveals. If beyond that, you get in trouble, right or not? Huh? Of course, the law, you know, Singapore doesn't, the government doesn't curse you, but you know, you break the law, you pay the price. That's what it means. The law reveals the curse. The law doesn't curse them to redeem them from the curse of the law and become being cursed for us. Jesus was cursed on the cross, right? He bore all the curse of this earth, for it is written, cursed is everyone hung on the cross. A tree means the cross. Verse 14, that the blessing, he redeemed us from the curse so that the blessing come upon us that you may fulfill his higher purpose. I'm telling you, we really must give credit to the worship team, right? Amen. They have done a great job so that other people who come from China, they are blessed. There's no price tag to it, man, because they don't get it in most places. I do not know any churches can impart that. Amen. Where you see, they see the flow. You flow with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Priceless. That's priceless, right? So, you know, like I said, you know, 10 years ago when he was 19 years old, you know, he won't be able to receive this impartation right now. And very amazing, these 3 months, three of them who are pastoring full-time, but they are all into worship. So, he redeemed us from the curse so that the blessings of Abraham, because blessing of Abraham means God revealed the promises to him and it's for us, that may come upon us, the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, we are the Gentiles. Right? We are Gentiles, Christians. We are Gentiles, you know, before we became Christian. We are Christians now, but we are called Gentile Christian. The Jews are called Jew Christian, but actually we are all in the Spirit. We are neither Jew nor Gentile. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Holy Spirit promised, God promised by the Holy Spirit to Abraham, and Abraham by faith received and believed the promises so that these promises can come to us. He redeemed us from the curse. Jesus bore the curse. The curse was on Jesus so that the blessing of Abraham come upon us. When God bless us, you're not going to be poor. Amen. Very simple. Right? Because poverty, sickness, disease is never from God. Never in God's plan. Amen. The word redeem means, you know, to buy out. Especially of purchasing a slave with view of his freedom. That means Jesus buy us out. Free us from the bondage of sin by power of Satan. Amen. So he paid the price. What was the price? He died on our behalf and went to hell. Just dying on the cross is not enough. He had to go to hell on our behalf. So Paul was addressing those who wanted to mix grace with keeping of the Jewish law. The book of Galatians was one of the first books that dealt with the Jewish who is trying to mix grace with the Jewish law. Those Jews who worship Judaism wanted to place non-Jewish believers under the thumb of religious bondage of Jewish law, diluting Paul's message of grace. Paul wrote, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the power of Satan was on him. That was a curse of Satan Jesus bore and became a curse for us. Jesus was cursed so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles and the Jews who are born again and who are in Christ. Amen. He bless us. When you're born again, He bless us. Amen. When you help Him to fulfill, you understand your higher purpose as being a believer and help Him fulfill His purpose to reach us, He will increase His blessing. Amen. He will increase the power to get well. What's the power to get well? That's the grace of God. Where there's grace, there's power. Where there's grace, there's power of influence. That's what you need in the business world. You need to influence others to give you the contract, give you the business, give you the sales. Amen. And you may have the ability to influence, but the power of God, the grace of God to influence is far greater. And He will, because He wants to bless you, He will give you greater power to influence so that you get wealth. But don't forget, you know, right? Don't forget, because if you don't forget, you remember His purpose of blessing you, He will increase it. There's no limit to God's power for you to get wealth. The limitation is with us, our mind, our physical body. That's where the limitation is, our ability. There's no limit with God's power. You can fulfill His greater purpose, He'll increase His wealth. That's no limit. Amen. We are the one who limit God, not God. So, I always said, you know, when I stay in the plan of God, fulfill His purpose, I don't look to your wealth. Amen. I'll get it to do what He wants me to do. Amen. Well, you decide whether you're going to be the instrument or channel for Him to channel His wealth to the church. But He won't take all, well, you have more than what you give to the church. Let me tell you this. Right? If anybody tells you to give all you have, keep a little for yourself, that's not God. God will bless you beyond. You have more than what, and I'm telling you, when you add up all together, what you give, it will be still far less than what you keep. That's my Heavenly Father. So that's why I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to give, and I don't pressurize you because I have faith. Right? That's simple. Right now, it's simple economics, you know. No money, don't do. Simple, right? I don't need to pressure y'all, right? But of course, I need to exercise my faith lah, and my authority to send out the angels, right? I look to you, it stirs my flesh, my indignation. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen? So I'm still thinking of the worship. See, they were here for the Holy Ghost fire service on Saturday, and then Sunday, every Sunday they were here, they saw the flow and saw how, you know, I pray, and that's why he said, I saw how one day the gift of the Spirit manifested. He said, I understand what it means by my will yielding to the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit. He learned how to flow, how to yield His Spirit. He learned how to minister in the Spirit just in 3 months. He couldn't learn since he was 14 years old. Amen. So Jesus was cursed so that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles and the Jews who are born again in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's seed, then Abraham's blessing is mine. We are Abraham's seed. Jesus is Abraham's seed. There's only one seed. We are in Christ Jesus. That's why only one seed. There are not many seeds, only one. Amen. From Abraham to Jesus, is the whole purpose of Abraham's covenant, the blessings, the promises given to Abraham is for one seed, and that's Jesus. And we are in Christ Jesus, we are that seed. We are part of that seed. Amen. And heirs according to the promise, that means you inherit the promises to Abraham by faith. Amen. Promised by the Spirit and of faith. Right? Through faith, not through grace. Through faith, of course, then is of grace. Amen. That we might receive the promise not by grace. receive the promise of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit promised to Abraham. We receive the promise of the Spirit by faith, through faith. When it is through faith, then it is of grace. Right or not? That's why another thing that this boy said, when he said forever, beginning by faith, through faith. How you say the scripture? From faith to faith. He said forever is going to be faith. Without faith, there's no grace. There's faith, there's grace. Amen. That's why he said, he called it, he said forever, from beginning to end, it's going to be faith. Right? So he caught what I teach him. Amen. And of course, I couldn't do all this without this church, you know. And this church means you, lah. We have a big God. Amen. We just need to let Him work through us. He will achieve great things through us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So that means the blessing of Abraham, are promises given to Abraham. And by Abraham's faith and belief, all this blessing will be passed down to his descendants through the seed of Abraham. That's Jesus Christ. We are in Christ, Jesus, together with Christ. We are the seed of Abraham. Amen. That's why when God keeps blessing you, you don't want to be rich, also cannot. Rich doesn't mean you'll be a millionaire. Rich means abundant supply. I'm more than enough. But you keep having more than enough, you end up become a millionaire. Right or not? Amen. Praise the Lord. So since Jesus has redeemed us from the curse, no curse is passed down to us. No generation curse is passed down to us because we are in Christ. We are the body of Christ. There's no curse on Jesus, the head of the body of Christ, that is His church, and there's no curse on His body. So what's the curse of the law? The only way to find out is to go back to the law. The expression, the law, in the New Testament, usually refers to the Pentateuch. Pentateuch means the first five books of the Bible from Genesis, the first five books. That's the law, right? The law is not just Deuteronomy. The book of the law is from Genesis to first five books, all written by Moses. Genesis, during Adam and Eve's time, how did Moses knew about it? God gave him the revelation. He wrote the book of Genesis. It wasn't Adam and Eve, right? I don't know, I guess maybe at the time no paper, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe Adam doesn't know how to write, so he never recorded, you know. So the only way to find out what's in the law is go back to the first five books. As we go back to this book of the law, we find the curse of living outside God's law are threefold. One, first curse of the law is poverty. Two, sickness. Three, spiritual death. When you go back to the first five books, amen. That's why when you go to a certain country that's very poor, they have never come out of the curse, right? Because it's never of God. So, let's study the first one. Redeemed from the curse of poverty, right? Yeah, I guess so. This is right. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1. Then Abraham went up from Egypt because of famine. He brought his family into Egypt because Egypt was like America in those days, very high-tech and very advanced and, you know, very well-off. So there's famine, the land of promise. He brought the whole family into Egypt. God didn't stop it, right? After 7 years of famine, he came out of Egypt, right? He didn't stay too long like Joseph, you know, and Jacob. And he came out of Egypt. Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had. And Lot was with him. Lot was a smart boy, followed his uncle to Egypt, came up, you know. Then let's see what happened. Verse 2, Abraham was very rich. Famine in the promised land, Egypt gave him more, much more. Right? Why? Because if you are in God's plan, no economic situation will make you poor. Of course, sometimes we make losses in our investments because of our own decisions, you know. Right? Keep God's plan and God's purpose in your mind and stay in it. You may lose some in your investment, but you always will be richer. Right? Because this is the blessing of Abraham and it's ours. You want it or you don't want it, up to you. Right? And he was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. He didn't go down to Egypt, came back poorer. My God supersedes any economy in this world. Right? Amen? So the blessings of Abraham are ours. Was he poor? No, he was never poor. He was never poor when he was in the promised land. He went down to Egypt because of famine. He went down. He came back richer. Amen? That's what I said. I'm far better than when I just started off, right? I'm not poorer because I've served God for the last 21 years, 97 to now. Am I poorer? No. Don't go to a church that's always got no money on. Amen. You come under the kind of church, you come under the kind of spirit, that's all. You cannot rise above the kind of level. You understand? If this church, if I'm poor, you can forget it. You're under the wrong spirit. Then you can be rich by own your own ability, not because of the blessing of Abraham. Amen. That means all of you got hope, right? Amen. It should be this way. As you grow older, you know, things are getting, you know, your wealth should accumulate. So don't worry about your retirement, right? No money, retire, die, go to heaven. What's so bad about that? Right? Shouldn't be worry about this. Worry. No money, people worry. Got money, so worry. No money, worry, no house. After buy a big house, you worry, you know, I got no maid. No live in the house. Huh? Verse 3. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning. He went back to his original place. Don't forget where we started. Don't forget where you started. Amen. That's why it's not good to have a rich father hand you all the money. Right? If you have a rich father, even if you're rich, you know, you teach your kid how to, don't just hand them everything and spoil them so that we remember where they came from. Right or not? Darius have a problem, really. Mom, I'm going to move into a big house. You're going to have a problem, man. Because your father handed it to you. You don't know how he got it. You know? Ah. Right. You go home and tell Daddy, next week I don't want to see in front of me. He went back. Do you know what he did? He came out of Egypt. He went back to Bethel. Bethel was the first place he arrived at and God appeared to him. God spoke to him, this is the promised land, I give it to you. That means this land, I'm going to prosper you. Don't you ever forget how God had brought you this far and prosper you from nothing. Okay? This is part of the, you know, actually Chinese has this culture. Right now, you never forget, you always be grateful. Right now, you always remember where you came from. Amen? Today I was having another thought, you know. I was thinking, when you moved there, you had to learn to take care of yourself. Things, you know, right? Your passport, your wallet. So it leads me to this. When you bring your children, your kids overseas, teach them how to take care of their own things, right? Because remember, you know, last time I brought all my nieces and nephews to China when they were all teenagers, right? I say, when they came back, landed, I forgot who. I think Yiqing is the one who left something in the plane. In Beijing or somewhere, see, he left the passport in the toilet and walk out of the toilet. Or see, either one. Forgot, left the passport in the toilet. Very happy. Then, you know, I got to bring 9 of them. I got to watch over them. You know. Then I got to remind them, make sure you don't leave anything on the plane. You know, they walk out of the plane, they still left something on the plane. Well, you know, it's not expensive, lah. But, you know, the passport left in the toilet. All of us going nowhere, again, okay? We have to go in embassy to get the passport. Right? And, you know, see, eat very slow one. Right? At home, you eat slow, it's okay, lah. You can take eat 5 hours. We didn't catch the next plane, you know. You know what I mean? I say, even hurry up with this. At that time, you know what? In Beijing airport, I must go to the counter and buy airport tax. You know how long ago? Now, airport tax is all including the air ticket. At that time, Beijing, go to the airport counter, they buy the next airport tax to go onto the plane. So, this girl's all, So, you know what? You bring your kids, and this is why I was, this all this talk coming to me this morning. Right? It's different. Tell you, you know why? I just saw a girl in TikTok. He went to Australia, he lost everything except her passport. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relative, your father's family, and go to the land I will show you. He left. You know why? God bless him. He obeyed. Amen. Verse 2. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. course, that's why Pastor Prince so famous. Right? I'm not famous. It's okay. But this blessing is okay. I'd rather have the next one. You will be a blessing to others. You bless me, I'll be a blessing. Correct? How to be a blessing if you are poor? Right now. That's the promise God gave to Abraham. I will make you a great nation. I'll bless you and make you a blessing to others. That one I want. Famous is okay. No, famous, not famous. Okay. Amen. So Abraham followed the Lord's leading, and the Lord said he will bless him. Amen. I'm telling you, right? That's what we've been teaching on the student. Not only following the leading, how about in flowing with the Holy Ghost? He will bless you. There are things he bless you in the realm of the spirit you don't even know. Okay. You know why he was blessed? I'll bless you and make you a blessing. I'll make you poor, then you become what blessing? You make other people poor. I got nothing to eat, so nothing, so I bless you, you bless me. How could he be a blessing to others? You have to have more than enough, right? Amen. That's the promises of it for Abraham. He just left. God just spoke to him to leave Mesopotamia, and now this blessing is ours because the promises of Abraham is mine. Amen. Because Jesus redeemed us from the curse, the power of the curse from keeping me poor, so that I may receive the power to get well. Amen. Praise God. So the Lord said he will bless Abraham and make him a blessing to others. So Abraham cannot be poor for two reasons. Abraham cannot be poor for two reasons. The Lord bless him, so he cannot be poor. Because God cannot, I bless you and you're so poor. That's the blessing of God. You can have it, I don't want it. Man, this is God's blessing. Oh, I'm a pastor, but you know, my family got no food to eat. My son said, can you buy me a candy? Sorry, daddy got no money because daddy is a pastor. Amen? No. Two reasons why, right? Abraham cannot be poor. One, because God bless him. The Lord bless him. So he cannot be poor. The blessing of God will make him rich, make us rich. Poverty is of the devil. God did not create mankind to live in poverty. It's never in the garden. In Eden, it's not in heaven. Second reason, Abraham was to be a blessing to others. That's why he cannot be poor. Abraham's blessing immediately blessed Lot. Lot was blessed, right? His uncle's son, you know, followed him. You know, he was blessed. He don't even recognize. Sometimes you don't recognize your blessing, okay? Amen. And all of the Abraham's servants now, not only Lot was blessed, how about his servant? I mean, Abraham was poor. What do you think? What do you expect from a servant? So Abraham is so rich, and his servant helped him. He needs strength to look after all his cattle and sheep. Do you think they eat poorly and live poorly? No. I mean, some of your helpmates in your house live in better condition than, live in a better house than my house. They eat better food than some people because your helpmate or your mate live with, you hire that mate because you are rich. See that? Amen. So two reasons why Abraham cannot be poor. One, because the Lord bless him. Secondly, Abraham is to be a blessing to others. That's why he cannot be poor. If this church is to be a blessing to the students who come, God must increase your... I mean, if you tell me to do something else, the only way is to increase. If it doesn't increase your wealth, I'm not going to do it. And I refuse to pressurize you for finances. Why I keep talking, saying that? Is God telling me to... No, I still don't have it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Amen. So romantic. And when God bless you, don't have that poverty mentality. Understand? Not? Like some people, you know, they got so much money, you know. Wow. Fly the cheapest. Fly scoot. Find the cheapest. I mean, there's nothing wrong with flying scoot, you know. But you got so much money. Drive a 10, 15-year-old Japanese car. I don't even want to tell you how much this person earns. That's poverty mentality. God doesn't bless you so that you... He doesn't bless you so that you go after all the branded stuff. But please, don't drive a 15-year-old Japanese car, always got problem. On the highway, broken down, buy a car like that so that your wife drive halfway, broken down on the highway, and she stress her. Right? Huh? At the same time, I'm not telling you to be extravagant. Don't splurge when you don't have. Right or not? But don't be a miser, you know, with a poverty mentality when you have so much money. I don't buy a nice car because it's nicer to drive, safer to drive, especially when I take corner. You know, and when I wait for my wife, many a time I have to really go on sports mode and really. So a safer car is better, he kept saying, than the lousy Japanese broke 15-year-old car. I mean, if that's all you can afford, that's fine. But, you know, I mean, 1 month, you know, your side income is seven figures. You drive a 15-year-old car, old car, Japanese car, earning extra income, side income, seven figures. Right? You cannot take all your millions into heaven, man. Correct or not? Huh? They're going to suffer. I mean, you want to suffer? Suffer for Christ. They're going to suffer, you know, flying some, I don't know what, you know. Huh? And come back, ache here, there, ache, and then your age is catching up, you know. I mean, the younger ones, you know, they all look for the Jetstar and Scoot to fly. I also find Scoot to Penang. I don't want to fly SQ. Go to Penang, I fly Scoot or Jetstar. You see? But if I fly to Australia, I'm not going to fly some budget airline for 7 hours. Right? So God made promises to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, which were fulfilled in Abraham's life. We read Genesis chapter 13. Abraham became very rich. This promise by the Spirit is ours by faith. Believe it. God's promise made Abraham rich is for you. Amen. So we have to believe that Abraham's blessings are ours because we are in Christ Jesus, the seed of Abraham. In other words, Jesus inherited Abraham's blessing as a son of man. He became the son of man. He inherited the blessing of Abraham. And we are in Christ Jesus. The blessing of Abraham is ours. That means God made him rich. God will make you rich. I didn't say God will make you millionaires, okay? But if some of you become richer, 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 you end up to become millionaires. You sure end up to become millionaires, right? Maybe billionaires. It should be billionaires. Huh? Amen. Praise God. Amen. So this promise by the Spirit is ours by faith. That's why I teach it. So that faith comes by hearing. You hear it, you believe it, you take it. Amen. And you fulfill His purpose. He bless you, then you fulfill His purpose. Right? The promise is by faith. We are to believe that Abraham's blessing are ours because we are in Christ, the seed of Abraham. In other words, Jesus inherited. It's ours, His blessing. Abraham followed the Lord into the promised land, in the promised land where the blessing of Abraham is. If this is the place He had put you, this is the upper room. This is the meeting place. This is your promised land, and you shall be blessed. I told you, the school has come to its fullness. Amen. We can teach the word flowing in the Spirit to teach. We lead them to pray almost every day, flowing with the Holy Spirit. And they saw our worship, how they flow in the Holy Spirit. Three aspects. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. So he followed the Lord. Abraham followed the Lord into the promised land. When you follow the Lord, as Abraham followed the Lord, he will bless us and make us rich. Please enjoy. I pray God give you the grace to enjoy your riches. Amen. Don't go worry about, you know, always think you die, you leave the million for those family members you have left behind. Lah. Correct? Huh? Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah.